This is Ted Kennedy. We can't solve the education crisis without recruiting more teachers and better teachers. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as the Charlottesville Summit made clear, a top national goal in education is encouraging more young men and women to make teaching a career. Today, it's a profession in crisis. The primary source of new teachers, college students majoring in education, dropped 55% in the past two decades. 20% of new teachers quit in the first year. Half leave before the sixth year. To stop the slide, we need better pay and higher status for teachers, effective ways to help them update their skills, and new incentives for young persons to enter the profession. One of the best answers is the Teacher Corps, an idea scuttled in the Reagan years but worth restoring today. It offers full college scholarships for young men and women who agree to teach for 5 years. The Teacher Corps is an excellent idea, Al. Run it up your flagpole. Even the right wing may salute it.
I'll salute it. Recruiting more teachers and better teachers is a goal I sure share with you, Ted. So does President Bush. In fact, Bush has a proposal called the Education and Excellence Act. Of course, his is full of good ideas and about $25 million. Yours is short on creativity, but sops up $300 billion. Bureaucratic barriers often discourage some of our most able potential teacher power. Many skilled persons and older persons seeking a second career in teaching are too often frustrated by hiring criteria that has little to do with the goals of educating children. Alternative certification, a big part of the president's plan, provides us a start to solve the problem of teacher shortages by providing opportunities for college graduates to teach who may not yet have graduated from a teacher training program. Worth pursuing. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on ethics in journalism. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.